AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Georgia today. She's getting endorsements from two more Republicans, former Michigan Congressman Fred Upton and the mayor of Waukesha, Wisconsin, Sean Riley.
This continues to be, I think, evidence of the fact that people who have been leaders in our country, regardless of their political party, understand what's at stake. And they are weighing in, courageously in many cases, in support of what we need to have, which is a president of the United States who understands the obligation to uphold the Constitution of the United States and our democracy.
Former President Donald Trump will be campaigning in Arizona and Nevada today. During his first diplomatic visit to a tribal nation as president tomorrow, Joe Biden is expected to formally apologize for the country's role in the Indian boarding school system, which devastated the lives of generations of indigenous children and their ancestors. A new report from the United Nations says the world is on pace for significantly more warming without immediate climate action. Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the world is teetering on a planetary tightrope.
Either leaders bridge the emissions gap, or we plunge headlong into climate disaster, with the poorest and most vulnerable suffering the most.
For the first time under President Biden, a federal permit for a new lithium mine has been approved for a Nevada project essential to his clean energy agenda. But conservationists vow to sue over the plan, which they say will drive an endangered wildflower to extinction. There's a celebration in New York for the WNBA champion New York Liberty. Mayor Eric Adams is there.
This team is called Liberty. Free. To express yourself the way you want to be. Look at the players of this team. They personify the energy and the spirit of this city.
It's the first WNBA title for the Liberty. The team was honored with a parade in the Canyon of Heroes in Manhattan. This is AP News. Georgia election officials acted quickly earlier this month to thwart an attempt to flood the absentee voter portal.
In an apparent effort to crash the site, that's according to the Secretary of State's office. The attack was limited to that part of the state's website, which voters use to request an absentee ballot. An official at the agency said users may have experienced a brief slowdown, but the site was never crashed and no data was compromised. He said it wasn't clear where the attack originated, and there's been no public indication that similar systems in any other state were subject to the same kind of attack. The Georgia Secretary of State's office told federal authorities about the attack. I'm Haya Panjwani.
2 weeks after setting a nationwide deadline for removal of lead pipes, the Biden administration is imposing strict new limits on dust from lead-based paint in older homes and child care facilities. Paint that contains lead was banned in 1978, but more than 30 million homes are believed to still have it. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want, choose delivery or pickup, and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.